Today's scripture is found in the book of Psalms, verse 36:10. Continue your love to those who you know, your righteousness to the upright heart.
Lord, your love is so steadfast and sure. Father, I wanted to be counted among the upright in heart. I want to say that I know you, Lord. As you revive me, Father, I ask that you also give me knowledge of your holiness. Amen.
Today, be honest with yourself. Think about it. Do you know the God you claim to love and serve? What about his holiness? Are you in awe of it? David was human just like you and I. He made many mistakes. He fell numerous times. In one point in his life, he broke all 10 commandments. But the reason David continued to be called a man after God's own heart is when faced with his sins, David fell on his face and said, I have sinned against no one but you, God. David then fasted for 7 days to save his child. And God still took the life of that child. And when David was told this, everyone refused to tell him because they were afraid of his reaction. But when David was told this, he got up, showered, cleaned up, put on new clothes, and went in and worshiped God. Before he did anything else, he worshiped the God that had just taken his son. And that's why he was called a man after God's own heart.
Today's action. Look up the word holy and holiness in the dictionary. Do you know that you serve a holy God? He doesn't think like we think or act like we act. Today, as you kneel before him in his presence, try to feel that complete holiness. It should make you tremble in his presence with awe. Today's treasure is found in 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 10. So Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, If I am a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men. And fire came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50.
And if you remember the story, that happened twice. And on the third time, the captain of the guard with his 50 men fell down and begged the mighty man of God not to kill him. My friends, where is your heart today? Are you in awe of God? Or do you just live in the world? You want revival. You must have an upright heart. You must tremble in his presence. I'll leave you with Jesus' words. Fear not the one who can kill the body, but fear the one who can kill the body and cast the soul into hell.